Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Live exclusive interview here with a state rep, a delegate from the Berkeley, Jefferson County's area, Martinsburg, West Virginia. And I can't understand why the Republicans who control the governor's mansion, who control the Senate, who control the House of Delegates, who control the state Supreme Court, to control everything, why this isn't just a slam dunk for the MAGA Nation agenda. And yet, it's like pulling teeth in Charleston. I can't understand this. There's a lot of things I can't understand. That's just one of them. Got a very special guest for you. His name is Chris Anders. He is a delegate from West Virginia and Berkeley, Jefferson County's Martinsburg, West Virginia, political consultant by trade. And he lists himself as a Christian constitutional conservative. And he is our very special guest. Chris, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful this morning.
Great. You didn't hear the last hour of the show, did you, with that senior fellow guy from the Heritage Foundation and the Veebs thing, did you?
No, I did not. My apologies. I wasn't listening.
No, thank God for that. No, it was a train wreck. So, but anyway, so thanks so much for joining us. So what exactly, because my sources tell me that you go by or you call yourself or listed as a Christian constitutional conservative. What does that mean?
Well, you know, the Constitution comes first and foremost. I am a Christian, and I believe in faith, but at the same time, I'm a strict constitutionalist. So if the Constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, well, shall not be infringed. If the Constitution says you have a right to privacy, the government has no right then to spy on us. If you have a right to due process in the Constitution, then, you know, we need to get rid of things like civil asset forfeiture and the open fields doctrine and restore freedom. Because 250 years ago, we rebelled, you know, literally this year, 250 years ago, we rebelled against a British government that levied a 3% tax on tea, was trying to confiscate our guns, and was trying to get rid of due process of law. And we rebelled against the world's most powerful army. And hundreds of thousands of Americans fought and died to create and preserve our Constitution, which essentially protects your already existing God-given rights. But now, you know, 250 years later, we have more tyranny under our current government than we did under King George III, and the Founding Fathers would be upset.
Well, our current government is controlled by Republicans of the Mountain State. What the hell's going on here?
Well, they're not really Republicans. I keep saying this. They're undocumented Democrats. They run as Republicans. They claim to be Republicans. And then they get to Charleston and they do the exact opposite.
Yes.
And we, you know, the problem is a lot of voters are watching Fox News, they're watching CNN, they're watching whatever on television and getting wrapped up around what's happening at the federal government. They have almost no influence on, instead of paying attention to what they really can influence. And in a republic, because we are a Republican, not a democracy, your state matters more than what happens at the federal level. And they're letting these politicians lie to them during the campaign season and, you know, go down there and destroy their freedom and their liberty, you know, stand against everything they claim to support during the campaign season, and they get away with it because no one's really paying attention to what they're really doing in Charleston.
Is Morrissey a hardcore MAGA Nation Trump guy or not?
Morrissey, I've known the governor for many, many years. He is a hardcore conservative. I agree with him probably on 99.9% of the issues. It's the first time we have a conservative governor in West Virginia, because Justice was not conservative at all. Anybody who paid attention to his policies, and now he's in the U.S. Senate, bless his heart. But he supported the majority of issues that we fought for, that actually a lot of them passed the state Senate, which, you know, now you no longer have Craig Blair running the state Senate or Maroney in the state Senate. We have some really good conservatives there. And the bills come over to the House, which is run by undocumented Democrats, and they're gutted and destroyed. So a lot of what we fought for this past session, which it was pretty much a hand-to-hand combat down in Charleston, were defeated by the leadership or the large majority of fake Republicans we have in the House.
So the fake Republican, does that include the Speaker of the House of Delegates in West Virginia?
That is correct.
What's
that
name?
Is correct.
What's the name?
Roger Hanshaw. He actually, one of the bills I was working and I talked to the governor about was preventing the abortion pill trafficking in the West Virginia, because, you know, with 70% of abortions now happening chemically, anybody 14 years old and up can go on their phone and order these pills from out of state, have them delivered to their home with no medical supervision, without their parents knowing. Take these pills, which, if you've ever watched the movie Unplanned, it shows just how horrible these pills and what they do to your body. First of all, you're killing a human life. Secondly, because you know these pills are so destructive, we have our emergency rooms being overrun with women who've taken these. And not only that, but it's getting into the water supply, because public water supplies are not set up to filter out chemicals. They're just filtering out sediment and substances. So what you end up with is starting to happen across the U.S. is we have 30 million tons of this stuff going into our public water system. I expect that mothers who drink public water are suddenly, you know, miscarrying their baby because there's this chemical in the water from these abortions. So, you know, the governor was behind that. It passed the Senate. I fought really hard. I even used the nuclear option, which is discharging, which is kind of, you know, a thumb in your nose at leadership and saying, okay, we're going to skip the committee process or we're going straight to the floor with this bill. And they stood in the way and blocked that as well.
In the House they did, or the Senate?
In the House.
In the House. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, you mentioned phony Maroney, who's full of baloney. We got rid of him. We've got a great guy there now for the 2nd Senate District, Chris Rose. I love him. He represents a good portion of the Upper Ohio Valley, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local listeners. I love Chris Rose. I think this guy's really, really, really going places. No question about it. Let me ask Let me ask you this. Live exclusive interview with the House of Delegates Representative Chris Anders, West Virginia, Charleston. Well, in Charleston, I mean, it's where the state capital, of course, is. What exactly is going on with form energy? We had a delegate, Pat McGeehan, who raised deeply disturbing questions about the role of the Chinese Communist Party in the funding of Form Energy and their plant here in Weirton. They said they were going to have 750 jobs, and so far maybe 350, and they're already cutting back and streamlining, which is code for trying to keep from going under. The state of West Virginia, my understanding, has committed roughly $800 billion in tax credits and land and everything else to this company owned by multi-billionaires like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the rest. It is a battery plant that's terrible for the coal mining industry. What the hell is going on with this Form Energy deal?
Well, it's a train wreck. It's just part of the new green pipe dream. And, you know, it's just indicative of, you know, how people act in Charleston. You know, when Bill Gates showed up, everybody from Justice to Capito and everybody else went over there and were just kissing the ring and basically gave away the farm to bring this, you know, new green pipe dream company into West Virginia. They haven't fulfilled their promises. We just keep throwing more taxpayer money at this. You know, that's not the free market, number one. I had legislation in, Senator Rose had legislation, and a lot of people had legislation in to stop all these subsidies. You know, taxpayers should not be on the hook for these companies who pay people then like Bill Gates. You know, the free market, if a product works on the free market, it doesn't need government, you know, intervention. It doesn't need everybody else's money. I mean, they have a real problem. They're addicted to what I call OPM and Charleston, other people's money. And they keep throwing it at everything, including these these insane Green New pipe dream deals. And I know Chris was in, Senator Rose, I call him Chris, I'm good friends with him. He was working on investigating that and saying they haven't fulfilled their contract. But, you know, trying to get, once you've let the camel's nose under the tent, once they pass these government, you know, subsidies, it's very hard to reel it back in. But we need to, because we're taxed so much right now. We rebelled over a 3% tax on people, but now people spend a third of what they make on government. It's ridiculous. People should be ashamed. We need to fight to get our money and our freedom back. And, you know, we need to reel these programs back in.
No question. Tell me about this new Toyota Lexus plant in West Virginia, transaxle, whatever. How much money is Toyota investing in this? And is there going to be more corporate welfare? Are the taxpayers of West Virginia also paying for this?
Nobody has come to us to actually pass legislation to have taxpayer-funded subsidies with Toyota, which, of course, I would oppose. I always oppose taxpayer-funded subsidies. I oppose, you know, tax increases, you know, spending. You know, I want a government so small it can barely feed and leave the people alone. Now, my understanding is that they're not expanding a new plant. They are essentially just funding their current plant. I'm not that familiar with it, but my understanding is they're making an investment to maintain the transaxle plant in West Virginia, but to basically, as we've watched with this electric vehicle programs, as you know, people are having more and more trouble with some of these electric vehicles. I mean, I'm all about, you know, if somebody wants to bring a product to the market and it works, fine, use it, don't care. But when you start throwing, you know, government subsidies at it, that's a real problem. That is cronyism. And when you have cronyism, you got corruption, you got kickbacks, everything else, all that needs to stop. But my understanding is it's just maintaining the workforce that we have currently in West Virginia for this particular plan.
So what exactly happened in Charleston to stop the power companies from continuing to raise their rates and making it just that much more difficult for ratepayers to pay these ridiculously high rates? It was my understanding that in the Senate, they were doing something to get rid of the windmills, to get rid of solar, so that the rates would go down for my listeners. But that project actually failed. So the green tree huggers actually won in this session. What exactly happened?
Well, there was a bill running in the Senate with Senator Rose. Had also had one in the House doing essentially the same thing that we're trying to stop. Because let's face it, this Green New Pipe Dream cannot make it on its own in the free market. And a lot of what's happening, I've been investigating this for a while. Myself, I have a wood stove and an oil furnace as a backup. But I was receiving $500 electric bills in the middle of the winter when I'm running a wood stove. Right, it makes zero sense. But looking into it, you know, the state of the People's Republic of Maryland has mandated that all energy in Maryland, much like we saw happen over the weekend in Europe, is going to be green new energy. And so a lot of the companies that operate in West Virginia, electric companies, First Energy and others, also service West Virginia. And I haven't been able to confirm this, but my thought process is because Maryland has done this, you know, forced this green new pipe dream down everybody's throat, it's going to cost 4 to 5 times as much to provide electricity to those Maryland consumers. And my thought process is, since some of these companies operate in multiple states, maybe they're trying to ease that in by upping rates on, you know, people like here in West Virginia. Now, no one's given me a straight answer on that. I've asked that pointed question many, many times. Are you, you know, offsetting what you'd have to charge, you know, the social state of Maryland by yanking up rates in West Virginia? And nobody will give me a straight answer on that.
That would mean that you are right. More with our very special guest, Chris Anders, delegate, House of Delegates, West Virginia, Martinsburg, West Virginia. He is a Christian constitutional conservative. He's a friend of Chris Rose, which means he's a friend of mine. More with him, and maybe we need to start asking some tough questions about maybe West Virginia needs to become energy independent, so we're not dependent on Maryland or Ohio or the Kentucky or anywhere else. All that and so much more next.